The Rays and the A's from the Coliseum Tuesday. The A's with a quick start, bottom one. It's a man aboard for Chris Davis.
All the time. You're trying to make perfect pitches. So here's Chris Davis. And the first pitch to him is hit into the air to deep center field. Back at it is Peter Borges to the wall. And it's gone.
David, thank you very much. And let's see if they have made some adjustments. Souza Jr. struck out his first time. He swings and launches one high in the air to left on its way. And just like that, this ball game is all tied up.
Doesn't have a very big lead, the pitch. Swinging a ground ball right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. We are tied as Malik crosses home plate. Miller around second. He's on his way to third on the RBI single by Adani Echevarria. And the Rays have tied this game in the ninth. It's 3-3. As the 3-2 pitch from Casilla is on its way. Swing and a line drive in right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Here comes Miller. He will score. The throw goes into second base. It's an RBI single for Shane Peterson. And the Rays have taken a 4-3 lead here in the ninth. Three infielders shift to the right side. The first pitch to Joyce. Swinging a ground ball right to first. Logan Morrison has it. Goes to the bag and the Rays win. Rays win. Rays win.
Rays earn the 4-3 comeback win. Their fifth this season when trailing entering the ninth inning. The Tampa Bay bullpen turns in five scoreless innings of one-hit ball in support of Blake Snell. Evan Longoria's hitting streak snapped at 10 games as he goes 0-4. The second-place Tampa Bay Rays continue to keep the heat on the first-place Red Sox in the AL East as the Rays turned a 3-2 ninth-inning deficit into an eventual 4-3 comeback win. With the game-winning hit for the Rays was Shane Peterson as he shared his thoughts on the comeback win.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get a win is huge, but to be able to come back in the ninth inning makes it even that much better.
So you step up to the plate. What's going through your mind? All right, and last one for you. Just how nice was it to see the Rays bullpen pick it up like they did tonight?
Yeah, it's huge. Our pitching staff did well, and you know, as a whole. Their guys shut us down offensively, and we were able to get a couple in the ninth, but our pitching staff kept us in the game, which is, you know, the most important thing.
The Rays will send Jacob Faria to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Oakland's Sonny Gray.